Introducing
The Morning Playhouse.
So good.
I can dig that.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
It is 7:08 in the morning, 13 below in Fargo, Moorhead. We are the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Valley's number one hit music station that plays all the hits is Y94. Wind chill advisory in effect until noon today. Wind chills of 30 to 35 below zero. Very cold this morning in the Red River Valley. Want to talk to Scott this morning? What's going on, man?
My wife's irritated me because I want to move my son's birthday party.
Okay, why would you want to move your son's birthday party?
Here's the thing. He turns one on Saturday, and we're going to have our friends and family over. You know, it's a one-year-old's party. It's not a big thing, but what I want to do is I want to move it to Sunday or even the next weekend because on Saturday, my friend has tickets to the NDSU playoff game.
So you want to reschedule your son's birthday party so you can go to the football game?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want to do. You know, my wife said that would make me a bad father and it'd be unforgivable and that, you know, I'm ruining memories. But, you know, look, one, he's not, what do you remember from when you're one? Anything? I don't. And you know what? All our relatives are in the area, so, you know, they can come over next weekend.
But can you at least understand where she's coming from at all on this?
No, I got to be honest, not really. I mean, he's not, when nobody remembers their first birthday party, he's not gonna look back and go, Dad, how come we had my first birthday party a week later? I remember how bad that hurt. No, he's not going to say that.
Okay, so
I mean,
it's
a playoff game.
Mm-hmm. If it was his 10th birthday, you would maybe see where your wife is coming from, what she's trying to say. But since this is the first birthday here, you don't think it's an issue.
Right. He's barely out of the womb.
Okay.
I mean, what kind of memories is he forming? And anyway, you know, look, I mean, it's a playoff game. Coach, he's leaving.
Yeah.
You know, I have to go to this. I'm a huge fan, and I'm going to remember. I'll look back at this and remember that I didn't get to go to the game. He's not going to remember that his birthday party was moved 1 week.
Can you see that because I'm trying to imagine where your wife is on this, and she's kind of looking at this and going, okay, he's prioritizing this football game, this NDSU playoff game, is more important than his son's birthday party. Can you see why at all she's irritated, or just completely not at all?
I got to say, I mean, I think it's silly. I'm trying to understand, but, I mean, honestly, people, you know, like adults, when you've got something going on, your birthday's during the week or whatever, you throw a fit because the party can't be on the same day as your birthday if you're going to go for drinks with friends.
True.
All right, man, we will kind
he's
of...
He's one. I love him. My son, let me say, my son is the light of my life. But the light of my life can wait 1 week to open a present. He's not going to know what it is, smash his face in a cake or whatever else they do at 1 year-old's party.
We'll see where people side. You know, we'll just kind of open it up and see if people are with you or with your wife. I mean, if people are just overwhelmingly like, this guy is being a bad dad, he should just go to his son's birthday party, would you give up those tickets? Would you not go if everybody agrees with your wife?
I'm going to say probably not, but I'm willing to hear people out.
All right, we'll get some advice and opinions for you, all right?
All right.
Okay, so Scott's in an argument with his wife and wondering if he's totally right in this, or if you're like, no. His son turns one on Saturday. They're having a birthday party. All the friends and relatives are in the general area, and it wouldn't be that huge of an issue if he wanted to reschedule it for Sunday or next weekend. The reason being, his buddy got them tickets to go see the Bison in the playoff game. And he's like, well, come on. It's playoff game. The coach is leaving. This is a game I got to go to, right? Does he move the one-year-old's birthday party so he can go to the Bison playoff game? 237 hits. You can text 35270. Pitbull and cash in a couple.
Playhouse in the morning.
It was awful, and I loved it so much. I cried.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
There's really no middle ground with you. Either you don't care at all, or you care 100% crazy.
Y94.
7:19 in the morning. Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Talking with Scott this morning. He's having an argument with his wife about this.
I want to move my son's birthday party. Here's the thing. He turns one on Saturday, and we're going to have our friends and family over. You know, it's a one-year-old's party. It's not a big thing. But what I want to do is I want to move it to Sunday or even the next weekend because On Saturday, my friend has tickets to the NDSU playoff game. You know, my wife said that would make me a bad father, and it'd be unforgivable, and that, you know, I'm ruining memories. But, you know, look, one, he's not. What do you remember from when you're one? Anything? I don't. And I, you know what? All our relatives are in the area, so, you know, they can come over next weekend.
Okay, so, one-year-old birthday party set for Saturday. He wants to move it so that he can go to the NDSU Bison playoff game. He says, I gotta go to this. It's a huge game. Coach has just announced he's leaving. I really need to go, but my mom says I'm being a bad dad to move a one-year-old birthday party. He's not gonna remember it anyway. You side with dad or mom in this one. Why? 237 it's, or you can text 35270. What are we seeing in the text club?
All over the board. Somebody says, straight douche daddy. I love Bison football, but as a father myself, hell no. Kids come first when you're a father. Oh my God, let him reschedule it. Parties should be scheduled around other events. I would go to the game. Not a bad dad. She needs to lighten up. I am a mom. I'm on dad's side. The game is at 11 a.m. Who has a birthday party at 11 a.m.? Just have the party in the afternoon. Go Bison. Somebody said, my sister rescheduled her daughter's baptism because it conflicted with the Frisco game. She's not a bad parent. She just bleeds green and gold.
Who are you with in this one?
I would say I'm more on the dad's side on this one. I mean...
All right, how come?
Like, I'm a big family guy. I don't have any kids yet, but I'm a big family guy, and I think family birthdays are important. But, I mean, what are the odds that his buddy's like, oh, hey, I have these tickets for the playoffs, and it's like one of the last games Coach Bowles going to be at? I mean, he's not going to probably get another opportunity like this. There's going to be plenty more birthdays, and push it back a week is not a huge deal. I see where the wife's coming from. Like, seriously, but she should understand his. It's like the football game, playoffs.
It's playoffs. Perfect. Thank you so much. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Dad and mom are in an argument. One-year-old birthday party on Saturday. Dad wants to move it to Sunday or maybe next weekend because his friend has tickets to the NDSU Bison playoff game this Saturday. Mom says, that's awful. You can't move his birthday party. He's like, well, he's one. He's not going to remember anyway. We could really use you this morning for no other reason than Maggie's not here. And she has that point of view that's missing this morning. Because right now, you can tell what our opinion on it is by the choice in background music. I think she should let him go to the game. So we need, particularly this morning, the female perspective to tell us we're not crazy by thinking that, you know? Hi.
You know, can they move the time up? Let the guy go. Oh my gosh. Let him go. He's right. They're not going to remember.
So as a woman, you're saying it's okay for him to move the child's birthday party?
In this particular circumstance, yeah. If it was just a regular football game, no, not really. But, I mean, it is a playoff.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Rat, do you think you could, real quick for me, set up a poll in the text club? Because a lot of people want to weigh in, and I think this is maybe the best way to get maybe a number on this, a percentage. If you think he should go to the birthday party, you text the word birthday. If you think the Bison game, you text Bison. Actually, you know what? I bet that might sit. Do you think that's a code word to get set up for a contest in our text
I think
club?
It is.
Okay, never mind. Text football or birthday. Football or birthday to 35270. 35270, football or birthday. Hi.
I gotta say, I'm not a Bison fan, but I agree with Scott. I don't think that it'll be world-ending for his child's one-year-old birthday party to be rescheduled. I would say, you know, try talking to your wife. Maybe he should cry. I don't know. That might help. But I don't know. I hear where it's important. I know I can see both sides, but honestly, I think that she's being a little stubborn, and right, like he says, he's always going to associate that memory with not being able to go to one of Coach Bowles' last game, and his son ain't going to remember Jack.
Not going to remember nothing. Thank you so much. Dad and mom arguing. Dad wants to move a one-year-old birthday party so he can go to the Bison football game this weekend. Do you think he should go to the birthday or the Bison game? Text either birthday or football to 35270 to vote now. Hi.
I am probably going to be the only mom that calls in and says this, but I agree with Dad.
You know what? He's getting some love. He's getting some support today.
He is. You know, I've changed my daughter's birthday when she was older so that she could have a summertime birthday party because she's a winter baby. And he's right. He's not going to remember what day his birthday's on. What if Grandma couldn't be there on his actual birthday and they would rearrange the birthday party just so she could be there? It's no different.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you. Now, Rat, as you look at the text club, what are we seeing in poll results here so far?
Let's see. So far, we're looking at football dominating.
Is there like a percentage on this?
Let me open up. What?
I'm just wondering if birthday even has a shot or if it just got blown out of the water, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Actually, right now we are at 98%.
For football?
Football.
Congratulations, Scott. You win. And kind of an impromptu, I guess this was basically relationship ref, huh?
True.
You win! Now, he's right. He's totally right. The one-year-old is not going to remember. And, as one woman suggested, why not just move it to later in the day? Go to the game and have the birthday party at, like, 5 in the afternoon. Have it like a dinner cake thing, right? When's the game? 11?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and do both.
And he said maybe even a week later. A week later might be wrong. Even moving it to Sunday, okay. Later in the day, okay.
I'm just glad that we got validation that even without Maggie here, that we weren't crazy. Never before has choice in background music shown our bias so quickly in a conversation.
Why?